Kelly. Figueroa Kelly.
It's time now for the Hollywood Barn Dance. Seems just about everybody's here tonight, and Dusty King's getting the boys and girls lined up to sing a song that will warm up the spirits of everybody. So if you're ready, we'll go right in.
I got a gal and you got none.
Little Eliza Jane.
Come, my love, and be my one.
Little Eliza Jane.
Come, my love, and live my life. I will take good care of thee.
Little Eliza Jane.
With a house and lot in Baltimore,
little Eliza Jane.
Lots of children around the door,
little Eliza Jane. Oh, Eliza, little Eliza Jane. Oh, Eliza.
Well, howdy, folks, howdy. Yes, sir, this is the place, and you're right welcome to the Hollywood Barn Dance with a special invitation to join the fun. And let's begin by getting acquainted. My name's Dusty King. What's yours? Well, I'm sure happy to meet you and glad you could be with us tonight. So just have a seat on one of those big bales of hay and listen to Miss Sally Foster. Ladies first, you know.
Well, hello, Dusty.
Hello, Sally.
In that case, the ladies' first song will be Though I Tried. There's a ache in my heart that I can't hide, though I try, though I try. And I can't get my mind off the dark side, though I try, though I try. You'll never understand the things I mean to say. It's a shame to end this way. For I can't get you out of my heart, dear. Though I try, though I try. I've a feeling for you that I can't hide. Though I try, though I try. There's a tear in my eye that I can't dry. Though I try, though I try. You're part of all my dreams. Oh, darling, won't you stay? It's a shame to end this way. For I can't get you out of my heart, dear. Though I try.
Sally, you got your work cut out for you tonight. You know, there's a whole bunch of people over the door that want to meet you, so while you're getting acquainted, to you visitors, I'll just say that the rest of the folks are going to see and hear Jack Rivers and his boys, Clippy Stone, Ken Card, the Plainsman, Merle Travis, and your favorite singing cowboy, Jimmy Wakely, who's been all week dodging clouds and shooting pictures and trying to keep Arthur Smith's fiddle dry. Say, let's give Arthur room, gang, and let him start chewing the turkey out of the straw. Folks, that was Arthur Smith, the king of the fiddlers, who got out of the way just in time for you to get a gander at our special prize for the ladies. the handsomest man west of midnight, dressed in his curly locks and red bow tie, the Ladies' Treat, Ken Card.
Well, thank you, Dusty. Hi, your friend.
Ken, by the way, Ken, how did you get that big cut under your neck?
Well, Dusty, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, I went into this new barber shop up here to get a shave. They're all women barbers.
Yeah? Well, what happened?
Well, this great big woman was just about ready to shave under my chin. A mouse ran across the floor. You know, Dusty, I'm kind of worried.
About that cut on your neck?
No. I got a letter today from a feller, and he said if I didn't quit taking his girl to the movies, he was going to beat me up.
Oh, Ken, you can fix that up all right. Just quit taking his girl to the movies.
I know, but he didn't sign his name.
Ken, that reminds me. That reminds me, Ken, are you married?
No, I'm still making my own living. Are you?
Am I married? No, Ken, I don't think I'll ever get married.
Yeah?
No.
That's what they all say. But they're still building schoolhouses. You know, Dusty, looking at your face, I kind of wondered what girl would want you.
Now, just a minute, Ken. I think I have the face of a boy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why don't you give it back? You're getting it all wrinkled.
Yeah. And Ken, why don't you play your banjo?
Okay, Dusty, here we go with 5'2".
Parker, you know,
yeah.
You know, you and the Plainsman have been quiet too long for your own good tonight.
Well, Dusty, it is because we couldn't find Joaquin Murphy.
No?
You know, just a few minutes ago, we found him over in the seed bin, all asleep.
Well, that doesn't sound much like Joaquin, but while he's awake, why don't you and the rest of the Plainsmen give us a little music? What do you say?
That's fine with us, Dusty, and here's a song that most everybody likes called Dusty Sky.
Nothing inside. Good old Dan, you have to guide me right. If we lose our way, the cattle will stray, and we'll lose them all tonight. Grass and water's all gone. God, he's moving along. Sand's blowing. I just can't breathe in this air. Never thought of how I'd make a change. But the blue skies have failed, so we're on the trail under these old dusty skies. These ain't tears in my eyes. It's sad from these dusty skies. Just sad from these dusty skies.
Hey, Dusty, you haven't forgotten about Merle Travis, have you?
No, I didn't forget him, Sally. I just haven't seen him.
Well, he's been over in the harness room putting a new string on his guitar.
Oh, yes.
Let's
oh.
ask him to play something.
Hey, yeah, Merle.
Come on, Merle.
How about playing, Merle?
Hello, Dusty.
Hello, Merle. How about playing a little tune?
Oh,
here?
I ain't hard to get along with. How about a sugar gourd full of
it? You would love it.
Sounds like Lum Guy Bardo, though. Saturday night. A bass fiddle to come in.
Merle, if you had your druthers, what would you do now?
Oh, I'd druther you'd pick it out.
You know, I kind of like that freight train blues.
You mean the pop-up blues?
Yeah.
All right, here she goes. I was born in Dixie in the boomer shack, just a little shanty by the railroad track. The humming of the drivers was my lullaby, and a freight train whistle taught me how to cry. I got the freight train blues, lordy, lordy, lordy. I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. Now when the whistle blows, I got to go. Oh, Lordy, it's never gonna lose the freight train blues. Let's hear that steel go like a freight train. Very good. That makes me want to quit the sunrise salute. I guess I'm old enough to quit my running around. I tried 100 times to quit and settle down. But every time I find a place I'd like to stay, I hear a freight train whistle, and I'm on my way. You was a little late, freight train. I got the freight train blues.
How about getting the old king of the fiddlers up here so I can have a square dance with Sally Foster? Huh?
I'm sorry, Cliffy, but Sally's promised the next dance to me.
Oh, gosh, gee whiz. And I carried a suitcase full of her books all the way from Glendale, too.
All right, Arthur Smith. Jonesy will call him out loud. Will you? You do it real loud, Jonesy. I want to dance with Sally. I don't want to miss this.
Never you mind, Cliffy. I'll be back right away, and we'll make up for lost time.
Going past the slow night with the Sally go down and left around the go now, grand right and left. Make a honey over there and promenade. You know where you promenade to, you can bring your promenade to. Yeah, down, turn by, bring lanes, those right in the bar. Going ahead of the two before, down, turn, castle four, castle four. Going ahead of you to do.
We'll be back in 30 seconds over CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
King, can I cut in for a minute?
What?
Sally?
Yeah?
Sally, I just put a nice soft cushion out in the wagon seat for you and...
Well, thank you very much, Cliffy, but right now I have to sing a duet with Dusty over here.
Oh, all right. I'm going to bring candy next week, and you ain't going to get none.
Folks, here's a fine little song, and Miss Sally Foster, the girl with the smile in her voice, is going to join me in singing it. It's called For Me and My Gal. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal.
Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going.
And for weeks they've been sewing every Susie and Sal. Sometime I'm gonna build a little home for two,
for three or four or more
in love land for me and my girl.
Hey, Dusty.
Yeah, Andy.
Clippy asked me to say that you and Sally sang that number so well, he wasn't going to pout anymore.
Well, thank you, Andy, and that makes it all right. All right for me to introduce a handsome cowboy, a man we like to introduce, a regular San Fernando Don Juan, a 300-pound playmate of the Hollywood barn dance, Clippy Stone.
Well, Dusty, my friend.
Clippy, you know you haven't told us a story tonight.
No, I haven't, have I?
No.
Well, did you hear the one about the owner of the fish market?
No, I don't believe I have. Let's hear it, Clippy.
Well, it's about the owner of a fish market.
No.
Yeah? Well, it is so. His name was Herman. And Herman was awful brilliant, very smart. So one day, one of his customers, a Mrs. Jones, asked him how he got so smart. And he told her, he says, I eat nothing but the heads of herring. So she decided to try it herself, and she asked him how much the herring heads cost, and he said, $1 a piece. So she took a dozen. And every day she bought a dozen herring heads, but her old IQ never improved. So she got good and mad and went back to Herman. Say, she says, you sell me a whole herring for 15 cents. Why should I pay you $1 for just the head?
Well, what did Herman say, Clippy?
Well, Herman smiled and said, you see, you're getting smarter already. Just a minute.
Better late than never.
Just a minute.
Yeah?
Who in the world are you anyway?
Never mind who you are. Who am I? Never mind who I am. Who are you?
My name is Cliffy Stone, and I just told a joke.
Your name is Mud, Hen. And I just made a name. One of us did.
Now, look. Look. Who are you?
My name is Johnny Bond. I used to work here.
Well, Johnny Bond, old pal. Don't you know me?
Cliffy Stone, old pal, old pal, old pal.
That's right.
Never heard of you.
Johnny, where have you been? We haven't seen you around here for weeks.
I've been gone, Cliffy.
I know, Johnny, but where?
Well, I was down in Florida rounding up some rain clouds and sending them out this way. Did they ever show up?
I'll say they did, Johnny, but we sent them all back to Florida empty.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
That's a long drought we had, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Say, things has kind of changed around here, haven't they?
Yep.
Who's that guy over there?
Oh, that? I mean, him? Yeah. John, that's our new boss, Dusty King. I'll introduce you. Oh, Dusty!
Yeah, Clippy, what's
Dusty,
up?
Dusty, I want you to meet a friend of mine, Johnny Bond.
Hello, Johnny.
Hiya, Dusty. You look rusty.
That's Johnny for you, Dusty. He's always having his little joke.
Yeah, and to think they shot poor Lincoln.
Lincoln?
Yeah.
Lincoln. What show's he working these days?
Oh, never mind. Johnny, you going to be around a while?
Well, don't care if I do, Dusty. You got any pretty girls around here?
Pretty girls? Say, we got a mighty pretty one. You know Sally Foster?
No, is that her over there?
Sure, I'll introduce you to her. Oh, Sally.
Y'all calling me, honey child?
Yes, Sally. I want you to meet Johnny Bond.
Do I have to?
Sally Foster. Well, shut my chitlin, Sugarfoot. I knew your Uncle Stephen.
My Uncle Stephen?
Yeah, Stephen Foster.
Oh, no.
Wasn't he your uncle?
Oh, brother.
Brother? I could have swore he told me he was your uncle.
Oh, can I leave now, Dusty, or is this compulsory?
Yeah, see you later, Sal.
Hey, what was that she called me?
Johnny, yeah? We got another friend of yours on the show with us now.
Who's that?
Jimmy Wake.
Yeah! Jimmy Wake, eh?
Jimmy Wake.
Who said that so-and-so was a friend of mine?
Oh, but I thought...
I can't stand the sight of the guy.
But I thought...
I wouldn't speak to him if I was to meet him head-on.
Hello, Johnny.
Jimmy Wakely, old pal. How are you, partner?
By golly, Hey, where are you? It's good to see you. Where am I? Yeah, I heard you.
Let's do this show, Jimmy.
Yeah, let's do this. Ain't learned to read yet, have you?
Huh?
I was just telling Cliffy this.
We could ought to move over on that other mic so I can hear it. Yeah, I heard what you told him, huh?
Put it there. Glad to see
you. Hello, Johnny.
How you been?
Glad to see you.
Well,
now, let's go from here.
All right. You singing on this show nowadays?
Yeah, I've been singing on here for 6 weeks.
You have. Pretty hard up, ain't you? Well, look, how about singing a song for me?
For you?
Yeah, I ain't heard you sing in the Coombs Age.
All right, what'll it be?
Well, I like some good old mountain music.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, so do I.
Okay, sing one. I got to see Sally Paul for about a minute.
I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by the real hillbilly band. Give me rural rhythm, let me swear at women, I think the melodies are grand. I've heard a warrior play from the land of Wicky Wacky. I must say that the gate be turkey and the stroll by cracky. I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by the real hillbilly band. Pete Martinez from Wichita Falls, Texas. Land of the wicky wacky, but I must say that it can't be turkey and throwback cracky. I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by the real hillbilly band. Yes,
sir. Hey, that was really good, Jimmy. But I got things fixed up with Stanley Foster. I'm going out right now and get me a bobsled.
A bobsled? What for?
Well, for my date with Sally Foster. She said it'd be a cold day in July when I had a date with her.
A cold date in July. Let me write me another part in the script, too. Well, friends, I'd like to try to sing a little song that I sung tonight at the dedication of the Hitchin' Post Theater in Beverly Hills, where they're going to show westerns, they say now. Roy Rogers and all of us boys went out there, and this is the song I sung. I think maybe you heard it on a record somewhere. You Can't Break the Chains of Love. You know.
Heart, you're always in my heart. You can't break the chains of love, dear. Where you may go, my heart will always know. You can't break the chains of love. For above, I'll be your slave till I am in my grave. Break the chains of love, for I will always love you. I swear by the stars up above.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you. See you next Saturday night. Let's all listen to The Plainsman featuring Joaquin Murphy on the steel guitar and George Bamby on the accordion.
Hey,
Thank you very much.
Dusty, that ought to put everybody in the mood for a song. How about you singing one, huh? Come on.
Well, okay. Thank you, Cliffy. Here's a little song I hope you'll all enjoy. So with the help of the boys here, I'd like to do There's a New Moon Over My Shoulder. There's a new moon over my shoulder and an old love still in my heart. Told me the day we had to part. You promised with the new moon you'd be coming back to me. Now many moons have passed since then. I'm waiting patiently. There's a new moon over my shoulder and an old love still in my heart.
You promised with the new moon you'd be coming back to me. Now many moons have passed since then. I'm waiting patiently.
There's a new moon over my shoulder and an old love still in my. Well, friends, it looks like we'll have to be tapering off for tonight, and I hope you enjoyed the fun and music of Arthur Smith, Jack Rivers and his boys, Ken Carr, Cliffy Stone, the Plainsman, Sally Foster, Merle Travis, Johnny Bond, and Jimmy Wakely. Join us here at the Hollywood Barn Dance every Saturday night, where you have the kind of Saturday night fun you won't regret on Sunday morning. And remember, folks, let's all go to church tomorrow. And now this is Dusty King for the whole gang bidding you a very pleasant good night.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is KNX, Los Angeles, the voice of Hollywood, by transcription. This is KNX, Los Angeles, the voice of Hollywood, by transcription.